In the spring of 1965, Antioch College presented a lecture series on the shape of things to come in America. Civil rights, avant-garde music, and computers were just a few of the topics. Writer and social critic Susan Sontag was one of the speakers. In the decades after this lecture, her books and essays would come to influence how we think about photographic images, pop culture, and illness. WISO Archives fellow Jocelyn Robinson tells us more.
Susan Sontag was 32 when she came to Yellow Springs in April of 1965, but she'd already made a name for herself in literary circles. She'd just taken a leave from teaching and was on the campus lecture circuit, speaking at schools like Princeton, Yale, Brown, and Antioch. In the WISO archives, we have tape of Sontag's speech in Antioch's Kelly Hall Auditorium. As she reads her prepared talk, we can't help but hear the cool sophistication in her voice.
The role of the individual artist in the business, can't seem to get my cigarette lit. The role of the individual artist in the business of making unique objects for the purpose of giving pleasure and educating conscience and sensibility has repeatedly been called into question. Some literary intellectuals and artists have gone so far as to prophesy the ultimate demise of the art-making activity of man. Art in an automated scientific society would be unfunctional, useless. Let me repeat again that I'm not...
She spoke of the seeming divisions between art and science and of bringing the same level of intellectual engagement to popular culture as to so-called high culture.
Then the feeling or sensation given off by a Rauschenberg painting might be like that, song by the Supremes. I'll say it is. I'd say that there's no reason in principle why it couldn't be. We any more have to make these old dichotomies between... mass culture, serious culture. The brio and elegance of the Maltese Falcon or the singing style of Dionne Warwick can be appreciated as a complex and pleasurable event. It can be experienced without condescension. That doesn't mean it's, as great as Beethoven quartets or Giacometti sculptures, but it means that it can be experienced without condescension.
Nick Muska, class of 1965, remembers Sontag's address.
Yeah, it's been 51 years. The strange thing is what I remember most, which you can't hear on this, is her dress. She was wearing a long satin evening dress, I believe strapless, and I know she had long matching satin red gloves, and I know she was smoking cigarettes through the entire lecture, and I think I visualize a cigarette holder, but I really can't remember.
It was midday on a Tuesday, and she was dressed like one of the pop singers referenced in her talk. She was an intellectual diva, the embodiment of wit and glamour, and the students were gaga over her.
Yeah, now, it's Antioch, so I don't think we were stunned by her dress at that time. It seemed appropriate for Antioch, but she was quite a strikingly beautiful woman, and I think everybody was mooning over her. But as to the content of her writing at that time, I have no idea. I was probably... in a trance, looking at her in that red gown.
I shared Sontag's lecture with Dan McInnes, a photographer who's taught at Wittenberg University. He uses one of her most influential books in his courses. On Photography was published in 1977.
Pretty much every undergraduate student who's worth their salt needs to read this book, and definitely graduate students. That book, I have a copy that's, it just looks ragged, and I have so many notes, and it's just one of those books you go through again and again.
Dan even has a cat named Sontag. When he listened to the archival tape, he was blown away by the timeliness of her topics and their relevance to today.
Between 1965 and now, we have seen an explosion of art, not just photography, but many different mediums that approach or are completely a mix of science and technology, whether it's more specific areas like biology, physics, astrophysics, and art.
Susan Sontag was a 1990 MacArthur Fellow whose controversial trips to ravaged cities like Hanoi and Sarajevo would yield indictments against war and suffering. She battled cancer as well as detractors who found her brash personal style and brand of cultural criticism provocative, which she was, red dress and all. Sontag died in 2004. She was 71. You can hear Susan Sontag's Antioch lecture in its entirety at WYSO.org. For Rediscovered Radio at WYSO, I'm Jocelyn Robinson.